From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. A Boise High School senior is running for a seat on the Boise School District Board of Trustees. Shiva Rajbhandari made that announcement earlier this month, saying students deserve a voice in their education. Shiva is joining us live today. Hi there.
Hi, Gemma. How are you?
I'm good. So, Shiva, you've been actively involved in education issues for quite some time. Tell us why you decided to take this next step and run for a position on the Board of Trustees.
Yeah, I mean, Boise Schools really made me the person, made me who I am today. Like, my teachers taught me everything I know about the world. My coaches show me that hard work pays off. My peers show me that really we are like really powerful and we can all rise together. And I think that students deserve a voice in their education. I remember last December or so, or last fall, I think I actually came on the show and was talking about the clean energy commitment and long-term sustainability plan we were working for the Boise School District. And this was a campaign that a group of students from all four Boise schools quads had been working on for about a year and a half, reaching out to board members, emailing board members, writing hundreds of postcards, emails, and whatnot. And we just never got a response. It felt like our school board wasn't listening to us, like we weren't constituents in our own education. I remember specifically, I wrote a letter to our school board president, just asking for a meeting, saying, hey, we've been working on this for a really long time, and we really like to talk about this and kind of what next steps that might look like with the school board. And I never got a response from our school board president. But the next week, I know you received the letter, because the next week I was called to my principal's office and reprimanded for reaching out to my elected officials. And so I think my campaign is about giving students a voice that we deserve in our education, and also showing that students are really, we're stakeholders, and we deserve a seat at the decision-making table. We're constituents of the Board of Trustees.
Well, you are the stakeholders. I mean, you are the ones who are dealing with the ramifications of every single vote that happens there.
With
that said, you've talked with many parents and students, and you say you've heard their concerns. Two things in particular that you want to focus on if you're elected, one being mental health, the other being later school start times. And people might roll their eyes at the later school start times, but Shiva, there is extensive research, in particular for high school students, that school start times should not be earlier than 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly right. A plethora of published science has shown that starting schools before 8:30 a.m. is damaging to our health. It's associated with being overweight, drinking alcohol, smoking tobacco, using drugs, lower test scores, lower grades, higher rates of detention. And, you know, The school board did a really great job listening to the CDC and keeping science or keeping families and students safe during the pandemic. It just feels hypocritical that we're not listening to the CDC when it comes to school start times, which are equally a big part of student health.
Well, it really is. And I only have about a minute and a half left with you, Shiva, but I think that also rolls into mental health issues, right? In particular, we've had this pandemic. We've seen those numbers go up. But also, if you don't get enough sleep, you can also be subject to more mental health issues.
That's exactly right. And I mean, there is such a mental health crisis. I mean, we've seen it all over the news recently. But students are literally dying in our schools. And it feels like, you know, our district is sort of taking a blind eye to that. You know, we're really lucky to have counselors and lots of support staff, but it's not enough. Like at Boise High, where I attend, our student to counselor ratio is like 150% of the recommended ratio by the American School Counselors Association. So we need to make mental health a priority. We can find space in the budget to fund mental health services for students, because, you know, what is more important than students' lives and students, you know, happiness in our schools. I think that's a really important thing that's been overlooked in our school district.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today. We should note that the school board election is September 6th.
We've right. been
talking with Shiva Rajbhandari. He is a senior at Boise High School running for a seat on the Boise School District Board of Trustees. Shiva, nice to have you on the program again.
Thank you, Gemma. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Coming up tomorrow on Idaho Matters, what happens when two bishops and a Morning Edition host sit down in a church? Sounds like a joke, doesn't it? It's not. We'll have an extended interview tomorrow at noon on Idaho Matters. I want to thank all of you for joining us today. We really do appreciate all of you. Our senior producer is Samantha Wright. Our assistant producer is Hannah Gardowski. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday. We're fast approaching July. I hope you can find some joy in your day, and we will see you back here tomorrow.